Hello, everyone. Can you hear me okay? Yeah. Thanks. Welcome to SPNR this evening. Fair play to you for coming in on such a roasting evening. I'm going to read out some introductory remarks. So just to welcome everybody here this evening, and hopefully everybody can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile phone devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using instant message facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded they're personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, that you use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep your instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you want to ask a question, or C for comment, P if you wish to propose, S if you wish to second, and please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the chat facility so we're aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Yes, Sandy, you're looking in.
Yeah, sorry, Chair, just declare an interest at item 12 regarding the EA. Declare an interest, I'll remove myself. Thank you, Chair.
No problem. Thank you. Appreciate that. So do we have any apologies? We have an apology from Councillor O'Mara this evening.
Councillor Traynor.
Councillor Traynor. Any other apologies? No. Okay, and Councillor McMurray has declared his declaration of interest at item 12. So we'll move on to item 3, which is the action sheet arising from SPR committee on the 16th of June 2022. Okay, so go to sheet page 1, 2, 3, and 4. And if there's any matters arising, and if not, if we could have a proposer and seconder, please. Proposed by Councillor Sharvin and seconded by Councillor Howell. Okay, nobody else has indicated they have any items on that, so we'll move on. So item 4 on the agenda is the officer report on the notice of motion, Memorial COVID pandemic. And Colin Moffat is going to take this item. Thank you, Colin.
Hi, sirs. We've put the report to you. It's in relation to a COVID memorial. It was related to a notice of motion. It was discussed as well at the Equality and Good Graces Reference Group. And the recommendation would be the Council consider and agree to the planting of a tree within the grounds of the Downshire Civic Centre and an accompanying interpretive or information panel be an appropriate means to acknowledge the impact of the pandemic. Obviously, there will still have to be to liaise with the Trust as well, in that this would be in, within the grounds.
Thank you, Colin. Councillor Sharvin, you have a question?
It's Ray before me. No, you're right. Chair.
Sorry, can I just confirm? I'm not going by the lights. So if that's why I read that big thing out at the start. Obviously, nobody's listening to me.
I listen, Chair.
Okay, well, listen to me now, right? Use the chat.
Do you hear that, Alan?
So it's up to you, whoever wants to go first.
I'm going first. I'm Raina. My cue's in before. Because I listened, Chair. Chair, look, Council Lewis did bring a very worthwhile motion. And I think it was discussed at the Equality and Good Relations group. The only thing I would say, Chair, is from a council perspective, you know, we are such a large landscape, and to have it only situated within the Downshire Civic Centre, whenever you think of the families that are affected by COVID, potentially, you know, from Warren Point, Mayo Bridge, even Newry, realistically, you know, you're asking them to travel the whole breadth of the district to come and pay their respects to their loved ones that have passed away. So I would make a proposal that we do agree to the report of the Downshire Civic Centre, but we do look for a site within the northern end of the district to also plant a tree, you know, maybe in Warren Point Park as a suggestion. But obviously the officers can look and identify an appropriate site in the northern end of the district.
Yeah, Marie's going to come in on that, Gareth.
Chair, we can certainly look at that. But just for members, just to, as a reminder, the Chair of Council, I think it was Laura Devlin at the time, wasn't it? Yeah, Laura Devlin planted trees across all of the seven DEAs in memory and hope for COVID. So, and there was like a video done, and it was done in partnership with the communities across all of the DEAs, and one representative nominated from the communities to do so. But we can certainly look, you know, at a specific site if considered necessary.
Yeah, Chair, just to come back on that, obviously with them trees, I don't think there was any plaque or anything. So potentially the tree that was planted in one of the northern end DEAs is the identified one, and we can put the interpretive plaque beside it.
But just to say, councillors, you need to be quite careful in terms of your policy. We have our policy in terms of planting of trees in council property doesn't allow for a plaque. If you notice, the report refers to the erection of an information panel alongside it. So it's just that they are slightly different things, and we like to keep them sort of separate when we're actually doing them. Just to remind councillors.
Sorry, I didn't mean that they were the same thing. Sorry, Colin. I'm asking for the interpretive information panel, then I'll reword that.
Okay, so what we're really looking for is an interpretive panel at the tree in Warren Point, basically, in a nutshell, yeah. Councillor Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. It was just to thank the officers for putting this report together, and to thank the other councillors for helping and just endorsing this policy, and I'd be happy with Councillor Harvin's proposal there.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Taylor?
Chair, listen, I'm not going to make any further comment. Marie answered the question. Actually, it was I thought the Chair had previously planted trees, and just I was going to ask that question just to confirm that that was the case. So listen, it's already answered, so just happy to move on.
Okay, well, we do need a proposer and seconder for... Oh, sorry. So we just need a seconder then?
Yeah.
So proposed by Councillor Sharvin and seconded by Councillor Lewis. Okay, everybody content then? Okay, so we'll move forward to item 5, and we're staying with Colin to discuss the New Ireland Working Group Terms of Reference for decision.
Just to say, councillors, obviously at the SPNR meeting on the 16th of March, the council approved a notice of motion regarding the setting up of a New Ireland Working Group. Again, we discussed a draft terms of reference at the Councillors Equality and Good Relations Reference Group, and this is the result of this, which has been tabled with you today. And so it's ready for consideration, and following the approval of that, we would then move forward with regards to appointing members to that New Ireland Working Group.
Okay, Councillor Taylor.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Chair, listen, you'll not be surprised to know that I'll be registering my objections, obviously, to this. it's something we've discussed at a number of meetings now and at the Equality and Good Relations Forum, and I've been consistently opposed to this. I don't feel it's necessary. I feel, and despite the fact the report says we're not taking a corporate position in terms of the Constitution, I think it's very clear by doing this that we are actually, you know, doing such a thing. So given the fact I don't support the, and my party doesn't support the establishment of the committee, we wouldn't be supporting any terms of reference for it either. And I do have concerns that despite the fact, again, there's no budget set aside, that we will find ourselves being requested to provide funds for this. And again, it's trying to lead us down a particular constitutional route. So just to lodge my objections to this, obviously if it goes to vote, I know we'll not be, you know, in a position to win that, but it's important that we make our position clear in regards to this proposal.
Okay, that's noted. Do we have a proposer and seconder for the item? Proposed by Councillor Howell and seconded by Councillor Byrne. Yeah, just to clarify, Councillor Taylor, are you registering your objection or are you requesting a vote?
We can take it to a vote, but I think we're wasting everybody's time by doing that. But listen, I'm happy to take it to a vote about the establishment of the committee once again. So,
yeah. You said on good relations, so you would have probably been more party to any discussions than
And again, if anybody that was at good relations with me that would be well aware of my consistent opposition to this, and I didn't agree to it going forward too. I felt it was, I suppose, like, everything in the good relations, eventually a discussion runs out of space or time, and it was brought forward for a decision here, and I don't support the establishment of the committee, so I would ask for a vote on it.
Okay, no problem. So we'll take a vote on it then. Roll call vote. Okay, thanks, Sarah.
Okay, Councillor Byrne. Councillor Gallagher is absent. Councillor Gibbons is absent. Councillor Hanlon?
Four.
Councillor Hannah is absent. Councillor Howell? Councillor Lewis? Yes. Councillor McGuinness?
Four.
Councillor McMurray?
Yes.
Councillor Murphy?
Four.
Councillor Murray is absent. Councillor Rice? Councillor Sharvin?
Four.
Councillor Taylor?
Against.
Councillor Trainor is absent. So that's 7-4 and 3 against.
Okay, so it's carried forward then. Okay, it's proposed by Councillor Howell and seconded by Councillor Byrne. Okay, so we'll move on to item 6, which is Newry Morning Down pioneering the potential of community wealth building. I'm Shane McCollum for this as well.
Yeah, thank you. Again, this is a proposal with regards to pioneering the potential of community wealth building. Back in October 21, the Council ratified to proceed with a Development Trust Northern Ireland proposal. Regarding a piece of consultation around community wealth building. It was built within the context of two notices of motion, one relating to the development of a social value strategy and the other in relation to community wealth building. The recommendations, as the report notes, has strategic implications for many directorates, and members are asked to consider and approve the report and the recommendations, and then to allow officers to continue to consider these recommendations with regard to creating an action plan on a way forward.
Okay, thank you. I would welcome the progression of this. It's a motion that I had brought last year, or earlier on this year. So I see it is being proposed by Councillor McMurray and seconded by Councillor Sharvin. Any questions or matters arising? No? Okay, well, thank you, Colin. Appreciate that. Okay, so move on to item 7 on the agenda, which is the draft publication scheme version 2.4. And Alison's going to take us through this.
Thanks, Chair. Members have a report, a further report following consideration of this matter at June's SPNR and Council meeting in July. Members had asked for 3 points of clarification, which have been provided within the report. Members will see at point 2.8 that officers have reflected on this and proposed a way forward, which will be consistent with ICO guidance and avoid this exercise being resource intensive. And that's to publish the declarations of interest for senior officers, which will be defined as CMT and SMT members, and provide additional information in relation to the Chief Executive. It's also intended to include a new section on Council's website relating to officers' declarations of interest, which is essentially explaining our regime of mandatory and voluntary declarations for staff and providing the link to the published interests. Members are asked to endorse the recommendation of point 3.1 of the report. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Alison. Councillor Byrne, you have a comment?
Yeah, comment, Chair. When I raised this at the SPNR 2 months ago, it was around maybe potential concern of just putting it into, you know, black and white of disregarding or not taking on an ICO recommendation, which I know is not mandatory, it's only advisory. But we have it with councillors where we have a register of interests. And I think that we should have had it with senior management as well when it was put in front of us. When the register of interests is updated for councillors every year, we get it circulated around us. And I know it's for public consumption as well. I think it's open, transparent. And I think we should be expecting the same as decision makers ourselves, as those who put recommendations in front of us. So I do welcome the movement on it. I think it is a step in the right direction. I just want to note that when we're talking about 9 other councils across the north, that others don't publish publicly the record of interest of senior officers. They don't do it for council members either, for councillors. Spoke to colleagues across other councils where the senior officers don't. You have to make applications for it. You do the same for councillors. And that's where I had a bit of a concern, as we had one thing for us and another for senior officers. But I think this is maybe an approach that maybe irons out some of those issues that I had. And let's see how it goes and maybe review it in a year's time to see, you know, do we have people putting up the conflicts of interest and is it working properly? But yeah, happy to propose the paper as it's presented, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Councillor McMurray? No, sorry. Councillor Taylor?
Yep, thanks, Chair. Similar to Pete, I had obviously raised concerns about this at that meeting in June time, I think it was, regarding this and the lack of transparency that I felt that was relevant to the previous recommendations. There is movement on it. There's no doubt about that. I still have some concerns. I'm not sure that we've went as far as we possibly could on it. Just a bit of, you know, clarity. This will be published, publicly accessed, you know, just seeking double clarification on that people from the public, the same way they can check our register of interest, that will be available regarding senior management.
Yes, councillor, just to confirm, this will be published on council's website. In doing this and taking this step, we are fully complying with ICO guidance, so there's no ambiguity here. And also, we'll become the first council to do this for officers. So I think that's something to be welcomed.
Yeah. No, listen, as I say, I certainly acknowledge the fact that there has been movement on it. But again, it's like all these reports, you just want to make sure you're interpreting what you see in front of you, right? So, and I think, you know, certainly happy to support, you know, Pete's proposal that we do review this within 12 months. I think that would be a useful opportunity at that stage to make sure that it's working right and it's making sure we're as transparent as possible, because obviously we're all, you know, should be under that obligation. So happy to second that proposal.
Okay, Councillor McMurray.
Yeah, thank you. It's similar vein to Councillor Taylor, really, but I'll be brief. So CMT and senior management, corporate management team and senior management team, they declare interest as is anyway. So that information is just now being linked to, as in when you read the version 4 there, there's a space website link to be inserted. So declaration are done anyway, just that link now goes in. That's how it works, yeah. Yeah, thank you, Chair. Okay.
Thank you. I need a proposer and seconder for the paper. Did it? Yeah. Okay. Councillor Byrne and Councillor, seconded by Councillor Taylor. Okay, so moving on to, thanks Alison, moving on to item 8, which is membership of party reps forum. It's taken up. Marie, you'll be taking that.
Yeah, Chair. We're just looking between myself and Sarah there. So Chair, members have the paper in front of them. This is consideration of the party reps as to the membership. I just want to note for the record as well that the decision was taken by party reps in May of 2022 this year. So we're just tabling the paper at this point. So the recommendations are there for members. And it's to retain the membership of the party reps based on strength at election.
Okay, thank you. We have a proposal from Councillor Sharvin. Did you want to comment on it? Are you happy enough?
Chair, just to add that, you know, congratulations to the party, Alliance Party, for bringing in Councillor Enright to the party. But as it stands and it states, you know, it was at the time of the election and the strength of the party. Is Councillor Enright willing to give up his committee positions as an independent councillor? I wouldn't have thought so. So, as it stands, so happy to propose.
Okay, thank you. Councillor McMurray.
Councillor Sharvin, for your good wishes, they're duly noted. They're duly noted. Councillor Enright is a welcome addition to the team. Chair, obviously I've read this. There's certain, obviously, on the off, I would like to make a counter proposal that you go on the seats that we have, which is three members of the Alliance Party. So therefore, we legitimately should be there. I suppose the other things are, is whenever I read these appendixes, there are certain, it's very difficult to find. It doesn't state that it's three seats at any single time. It doesn't state that it's due to election at any time. The thing as well about it is, what confuses me slightly is that while I think it works out at 1,200 votes for every Sinn Féin seat, and I'm just picking out Sinn Féin because they're the largest party here.
Sure, why not?
I can tell you the other votes as well if you want. I have worked it out. It costs over 2,000 votes for us to get a seat. Okay, so I'm just saying that it's not a fair enough. I know in the mathematics of it, but I think it should be certainly clear as to what the prerequisites are. I think, you know, we're a bona fide party. It's a party representatives forum. Therefore, party should be represented at said forum. So I propose that it is three seats as was, and that we gain said seat. I suppose the other just quick question would be from a point of view of, I think this is the only forum that we are precluded from attending, because other committees, even as a non-committee member, I can attend, and working groups such like that you're invited to, that's how it goes. So I'm just curious, is the Alliance completely precluded from attending this? Also, apparently it's at the chairperson's discretion to read some of the other terms references as well. So when I listen, it's gone through there, you read through there, there's at times various other parties have said, get another councillor, come on through the hallowed doors and get amongst it. So I'm sure, yeah, someone will second me and someone will back me up here.
I would like to make a point on that. Okay, if you refer back to when the paper was being discussed there, and this decision was made in May 2002, when you had every opportunity to actually put on Councillor Enright to the Alliance, but you didn't. And now it's come in and you've only put him in now. So that means that something has been ratified before he has actually been in attendance in your party and became a rep. So I just think it's been a bit disingenuous saying that we're trying to exclude Alliance when Alliance maybe should have maybe been a wee bit more on the hop after the election. That's my own observation. I can't hear what you're saying.
So when Councillor Enright puts his application form in, I can't be part of it.
That's your own party, you know, mechanisms, but I'm just making that point.
Thank you, Chair.
So what was your proposal?
You go back to the three seats and we have three seats, therefore we should be part of it.
Okay. And do you have a seconder?
What?
Do you have a seconder?
I'm looking around the room. Stunned silence. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just to say why I couldn't support that proposal, but it's not back to the three seats, just to make a brief point. This is an argument that has popped its head up and got out of bed so many times over the last couple of years, and it genuinely is just at the strand of election day. When we had lost a DUP councillor who had stepped out from the group, it went on the strand of election day, and I would expect Andy and his colleagues in Alliance to make the argument to suit them as a party, but we can't keep changing it. We have one rule, and when it was DUP, is it to strengthen them now or is it back on election day and then change that as parties change? It hasn't changed. I mean, we've run through all the minutes for the last couple of years and it is strengthened election day. And I've had more arguments on this issue and we have to be consistent, because if we're flippant, we're treating other parties wrong. So that's why I couldn't back back Garrett and Una's proposal in second.
Okay, so your proposal hasn't passed, Councillor McMurray. Okay. We do have a proposer and seconder for the actual item. Councillor Sharvin, I've seconded it. Okay.
Can I just make one brief point before we move off it? Just on the basis that the council said that a group is precluded from it, they're not, and they have the opportunity of making a technical group with all the independence, of which always is on the table. So it's up to them to form a group. So there's nobody being precluded from it. there is mechanisms for them to join the forum if they got all the independents to agree a technical group with them.
Okay, well, that's a good point to make. Thank you, Councillor Byrne. Okay, so the next items are going to be in items 9 to 17 are in committee. So if we could have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please. Proposed by Councillor Gallagher and seconded by Councillor Hyle. The following items were agreed. Item 9, notice of motion regarding live streaming on the proposal of Councillor McGuinness and seconded by Councillor Sharvin. It was agreed that elected members approved to maintain the current arrangements of publishing the audio recording of Council and Committee meetings on the Council website based on the ICO's advice of point 2 of the officer's report. With the review in 6 months' time, just to keep an eye on how it's going. Item 10, proposed permissive path agreements at Glendacia Forest on the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Murphy. It was agreed that elected members approved to enter into permissive path agreements with each of the owners of the private laneway for a term of 25 years. Item 11, theatres, conference, land assembly. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed that elected members approved the following recommendations. To progress the transfer of the parcels of land as outlined in the report, subject to an updated valuation and the necessary legal agreements. The RIBA Stage 3 detailed design progresses on the assumption the land transfer transaction is completed. Item 12, land ownership and slipway at Delamont Country Park. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Rice, it was agreed that elected members approved to proceed with the following options. So it was option one, to accept the terms for council use of the proposed new slipway at Delamont by council users on the terms suggested at para 1.3 of the officer's report, and to bring a report back to SPNR on the terms of reference. Okay, and then item 13 was Sean Hollywood Arts Centre transition plan on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor McGuinness. It was agreed that elected members approved the recommendation agreed by the Newry City Centre Programme Board meeting on the 4th of August 2022 to undertake intrusive surveys on the Sean Hollywood Arts Centre and permanently close the site in preparation for the next stage of the project. Item 14, NILGA annual payment. On the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed that elected members approved to pay the NILGA annual subscription at a cost as outlined in the officer's report. Item 15, voluntary severance. So item 15.1, planning for the future, Tier 3, voluntary redundancy call. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Howell, it was agreed that elected members approved the following recommendations. To note the contents of the report. To note the contents report and to agree in principle that SMT can progress with a 7 voluntary redundancy expression of interest. Applications as detailed in the report and any voluntary redundancy recommendations will be subject to formal consultation, and all applicants will be required to make formal voluntary redundancy application, which will be subject to further SPNR committee approval. Number 2, if recommendation 1 is approved, to agree to commence recruiting into the remaining Tier 3 post-final internal recruitment process focused on the 4 current substantive postholders expressing an interest to remain in the organisation. Once these processes have concluded, Tier 3 posts remaining will proceed to recruitment via public advertisement. This will offer opportunity for employment into the organisation and for current employees to progress. Item 15.2, business admin voluntary redundancy call. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed that senior management team can progress with the 40 voluntary redundancy applications as detailed in the report, and any voluntary redundancy recommendations will be subject to formal consultation. Items 16 and 17 were for noting. So item 16, strategic financial working group action sheet on the 16th of June 2022. On the proposal of Councillor Gallagher, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to note the Strategic Financial Working Group Action Sheet and Item 17, Management Accounts 2022-23 Quarter 1. On the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to note the accounts report. Okay. So items 18 to 20 are for noting. Item 18 is Section 75 Policy Screening Report, Quarterly Report. for April to June 2022, Newry Morning Down Council Public Authority Statutory Equality Relations Duty Annual Progress. Item 819 is officer report on the notice of motion on the Pat Jennings statue, and item 20, minutes of the Newry City Centre Regeneration Programme Board meeting held on the 20th of June 2022. So as for noting, we just need a proposer and seconder for those items. Councillor Byrne, you have a question on item 20. Oh, beg your pardon. Councillor Sharvin first.
Yeah, Chair, it's just an accuracy matter. Under 1.1, it states that the notice of motion was in the name of Councillor Lewis. It was Councillor Savage, if that could just be amended.
No problem at all.
Okay, Councillor Byrne.
Yeah, and item 20 in the NCCR minutes. Obviously, they're for noting what the actions in there as well, and given the detail in around item 13, of which I'm not obviously going to go into now, that you read out, Chair. We've asked, as members of the programme board, for a workshop to be set early in September. Can we have that date circulated to all councillors so they can see the plans of where we're at, especially on that Sean Hollywood Arts Centre, before the next SPNO? I think it's key that people is appraised of it all before the next SPNO. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay, so if nobody has anything else, we'll wrap up tonight. And, sorry, proposer is going too quick. Proposer, Councillor Sharvin and Councillor Hyle? Councillor Byrne, okay. Okay, so everybody have enjoyed the rest of the evening, and hopefully we haven't melted in the chamber here. So thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.